For the third time since President Joe Biden took office in January, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the federal government over its immigration policies. This time, Paxton's filed a lawsuit because the Biden administration overturned President Trump's Remain in Mexico program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. It forces migrants seeking asylum to wait in Mexico until their case comes to court. Mallory Falk is following this story. She reports on the U.S.-Mexico border for KERA and Report for America. Mallory, welcome.
Hi.
Remind us briefly, when did this MPP, Remain in Mexico program, officially end and why?
President Joe Biden ended the program on his first day in office, saying he would no longer enroll new asylum seekers into the program. It came under criticism from the start for requiring migrants to wait in Mexico, often in border cities where they were the targets of violence, many times in unsanitary living conditions, in crowded shelters or tent camps, and far from legal counsel. And so that's part of why President Biden ended the program. And he is now allowing about 20,000 people who still have active asylum cases to enter the U.S. and continue their proceedings. That's out of about 70,000 people who were originally placed in the program.
Now, the legal claim in the brief says that the Biden administration violated the Administrative Procedure Act, and he says this was an arbitrary and capricious action, which is a legal standard that the courts would look for in order to uphold his claim. But what is he saying the impact has been of this change on Texas?
So Paxton is saying that when Biden rescinded the program, it led to an increased number of migrants crossing the border. And he claims that that's putting a strain, a financial strain and a burden on the state of Texas.
He's also pointed out in a statement this has resulted in human trafficking, smuggling, and an unspecified number of violent crimes. But again, these are claims that the attorney general is making and is something that obviously the courts are going to want to look into further. But because of the pandemic, many unauthorized migrants are being expelled at the border, but sent back to Mexico or their countries of origin without the chance to claim asylum. At least that's my understanding. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You know, over the past year, while some asylum seekers were still placed in the Remain in Mexico program, the majority were turned away or expelled at the border under a public health order known as Title 42 that was implemented last March at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Now under Biden, children and teens who cross the border on their own are allowed to enter the U.S. and begin court proceedings. And a growing number of families are also being released into the U.S., primarily families who cross in South Texas. But about a third of families are still being expelled, as well as the majority of single adults. And the federal government has even started to take some families who cross the border in South Texas, fly them hundreds of miles away to other border cities like El Paso and San Diego, and then expel them back into Mexico. I spoke with a Salvadoran mother in Juarez, who I met at a migrant shelter, who had been expelled in this way. And this is what she had to say.
Es duro el primer día que uno llega acá, sabiendo de que te han echado. Y sin decirte nada, hasta ya cuando ya estás en el puente, te dicen, va, tú serás deportada.
She said it was really hard that officials kind of, in her words, threw her out without telling her anything, took her to an international bridge and just told her to go.
What is the next step? What's the next thing that's going to happen here? There are three lawsuits now that have been filed in federal court against the Biden administration over immigration executive orders. What happens next here?
Yeah, so it remains to be seen what will happen with this specific lawsuit challenging the end of the Remain in Mexico program. But what we saw with Paxton's first lawsuit challenging Biden's immigration policy is that it had a real impact. You know, President Biden attempted to pause deportations of some undocumented immigrants during his first 100 days in office. And Paxton challenged that order in court, and a federal judge in Texas blocked the deportation moratorium. And so these lawsuits can have a real impact on Biden's attempt to change policy.
Mallory Falk reports on the U.S.-Mexico border for KERA North Texas and Report for America. Mallory, thanks again.
Thank you.